farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, 4 more agri-parks to be established, and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Now hear this. If you're a landowner and you don't have your title, come to LAMP and brighten your future. LAMP makes getting your title affordable.
LAMP makes getting your title easy.
For real. If you're a small landowner, having your title can help you better your life.
Yeah.
You can use it as collateral to get a loan.
Right.
Start a business.
Improve your farm.
And school your children.
Apply for your title today.
At LAMP.
Better your life tomorrow.
Call 633-7300.
Two of the agri-parks now in operation are located in New Forest Dove House on the border of Manchester and St. Elizabeth and Maylesfield in Westmorland. To date, $611 million has been invested in infrastructure, irrigation, roads and packing facilities at the New Forest Dove House Agri-Park.
Some 234 farmers have been employed and some 204,273 kilograms valued at $8 million of produce, including pineapples, vegetables, and peppers, have been reaped.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer. The government has plans to explore financing for new agri-parks in Western Jamaica. The agri-parks are to be located in Shuttlewood, Hanover, Sunderland in Trelawney, Enfield, Westmorland, and Seven Rivers in St. James.
In collaboration with the European Union funded Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures Program, commonly known as the BAMP, we intend to pursue a new thrust to revitalize the banana sector through the proposed agri-park at Seven Rivers and Sunderland to target the export banana trade.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is also looking to ramp up production at the Maylesfield Agri-Park in Westmorland. The project will include infrastructure development.
At Maylesfield, $40.8 million is being invested to establish a 3,683 square foot Aki and Kalalo canning facility. The rehabilitation of 813 meters squared of roads and the installation of some 1,290 feet of electric pole lines.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. On completion of the infrastructure works, the agri-park will purchase Aki and Kalalu from farmers in Westmorland and Hanover. The agri-parks project is part of efforts by the government to increase agricultural production and reduce food imports.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-492-6230 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Patient man, ride donkey.
And this means we must exercise great patience in order to reach our goals. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.